6:42, currently our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. It is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. You're back here with your host, Paul Vold, starting to wind down your show and also your Wednesday night. Thank you so much to Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Dreeland for coming on, talking about the show or talking about his team, along with these big break in that schedule that him and his Trojan indoor track and field team have with the break between semesters and also the winter holidays coming up here in the next couple of days as well. We're 5 days away from Christmas, people. That is even hard to believe. But again, indoor track and field for Dakota State University. Next meet comes up on January 13th at the Dort Iowa Invitational in Sioux Center, Iowa. Time now that we take a look here at the NFL weekly recap and also preview of week 16. Well, last week was week 15, and it was a great week for football. You had games on Thursday, you had two on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as well. I mean, that is an absolute wonderful thing to have when you have football on four of the 5 days last week, four days last week, and especially heading in the weekend. Only missed out on Friday of action, but I'm sure there were a couple college football games to get you through last week as well. Started off with the Denver Broncos beating up the Indianapolis Colts 25-13. No surprise there. Although the Denver Broncos literally playing it week to week, who's going to be starting at quarterback? Well, Trevor Siemian came in relief of Paxton. Trevor Siemian got hurt, and also Brock Osweiler came in and ran the show there as well. But also at the same time, Anderson getting 158 yards on the ground for the Denver Broncos in that win against the Indianapolis Colts last week. Then Saturday, a pair of games, the Chicago Bears falling to the Detroit Lions. Motor City Kitties on top of the Chicago Bears. Coach Josh Anderson probably not happy about that, while Coach Corbett Miller extremely happy for his Lions getting the win in primetime against the Chicago Bears. Well, also a game that should have been a little bit closer, but a coming out party for the Kansas City Chiefs after a last couple of weeks, but a little bit rough. They get the win over the Los Angeles Chargers by the score of 30-13. Kareem Hunt with 155 yards on the ground with a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 88 yards and a touchdown as well. Alex Smith threw for two TDs in that win over the Chargers. Then we went on to Sunday. The Jacksonville Jaguars with a come-about season, 45-7 over the Houston Texans, while also clinching a playoff berth for the first time since 2007. It's been a decade since the Jaguars are in the postseason. Well, they did it. They beat the Texans up 45-7 down in Jacksonville, while the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Cleveland Browns by the score of 27-10. And it looks like Cleveland on the way to an 0-16 season. Only the second time that's going to happen in NFL history. That was done back in 2007 by the Detroit Lions as well. Well, the next game, which was a lot of happiness for a lot of Vikings fans and a lot of fans in the hunt for playoff spots of fans of their teams, the Carolina Panthers beat up the Green Bay Packers, pulled out the win 31-24 in the return of Aaron Rodgers, who was shut down as well for the rest of the season with that collarbone injury. I don't know why the Packers brought him back out. They were in a hunt for a playoff spot, and well, they blew it. They blew their chance of making the playoffs, and well, they're going to shut him down for the rest of the season. But Cam Newton throwing for 242 yards, four touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey rushed for 63. Greg Olsen, 116 yards through the air and a touchdown. In that win, Carolina defeats the Green Bay Packers by a score of 31-24. Then the Buffalo Bills defeat the Miami Dolphins 24-16. Buffalo still floating around there looking for something as they head to an 8-6 record with only 2 weeks left in the year. Then the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 34-7 in a one-sided affair. That touchdown coming in the later stages of that contest. But Case Keenum throwing for 236 yards, two touchdowns, snubbed from the Pro Bowl as well. But it's probably for the better of things because the Vikings are going to be playing in the NFC Championship, quite possibly the Super Bowl, in their home stadium of US Bank Stadium as well. But Minnesota Vikings getting that win as well to clinch the NFC North division. They are heading to the playoffs once again. Since 2015, they came out, or excuse me, yes, 2015, they won the division, did those Minnesota Vikings. And the next one, a 20-15 win for the Washington Redskins over the Arizona Cardinals. They pick up the win there, a battle of 6-8 teams in that one. Then in a bit of a shootout at the Meadowlands, the Philadelphia Eagles, first game for Nick Foles in replacement of Carson Wentz since he tore his ACL. 34-29, the Eagles pulled out the win. They're now 12-2 on the year as they certainly were able to get four TDs out of Nick Foles. Eli Manning, since getting benched, has been playing angry ever since. 434 yards, three touchdowns as well, and a loss to the Eagles for the Giants, now 2-12 on the year. They're just playing for themselves at this point of the season. Now also looking at the New Orleans Saints beating up the New York Jets. 31-19, New Orleans still in the hunt of a crowded AFC South between the Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, and also the Atlanta Falcons. Luckily enough, the last couple of weeks, a lot of divisional matchups for those three teams in the later stages of the season. Then the Los Angeles Rams taking it to Seattle in Seattle. And a one-sided 42-7 victory for the Los Angeles Rams, silencing the 12th man in that win. The Rams now 10-4, while Seattle at 8-6. Now Russell Wilson thrown for 142 yards and a touchdown. Todd Gurley for the Rams, 152 yards and three touchdowns in the win, while also the Rams put up 250 yards rushing on the ground against a banged-up Legion of Boom, that defense of Seattle. Then it was the San Francisco 49ers getting the win over the Tennessee Titans. It was Robbie Gould going 6-for-6 in field goals to take it to the Tennessee Titans. Jimmy Garoppolo, 3-0 as a starter for the San Francisco 49ers. Things are looking up for the Bay Area, especially since they made that trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. 381 yards and a touchdown for the 49ers, now 3-0 under the Jimmy Garoppolo era. Now a real, real shocker of a game. New England Patriots over the Pittsburgh Steelers, 27-24. Pittsburgh should have won this game straight up. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm a New England Patriots fan. I have no problem saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers should have won, but what held them back were the rules in every sense. Unfortunately, judging by the rule, it was the tight end coming across the goal line. Hands were shifting as he went to the ground. He didn't complete the process of the catch. Now, if I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I'm arguing that nonstop. As a New England fan, I can see the rule, but also at the same time, I can see how they got swayed in the rule. But the New England Patriots come out with the win. And also, two plays later, Ben Roethlisberger throws a pick at the goal line with literally seconds remaining in the game, threw a pass over the middle. Guy was tackled in bounds. They got to hurry back to the line. You got to clock it basically in that situation, but it looked like the offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh wanted to roll the dice, throw a shot over the middle, and it was picked off by the Patriots, and they get the win. Now both teams 11-3, while New England will hold on to that one spot with the tiebreaker over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then another exciting one, two exciting games to end the Sunday night. The Sunday night matchup with the Dallas Cowboys over the Oakland Raiders, literally coming down to a fumble that went out of bounds, out of the back of the end zone. It was Oakland. They were driving down the field. Derek Carr, their quarterback, was running towards the sideline to get the first down. He had the first down. Just take the ball, go out of bounds, and clock it with about 30 seconds remaining. Well, he decides to try to reach for the goal line. He's about a yard shy of the goal line. Ball falls out of his hands, out of the side of the end zone, and goes out of bounds. Well, that's a touchback, which means the defense gets the ball back, and basically it was a kneel down, and the Dallas Cowboys improved to 8-6. You don't ever see that, and the drive leading up to that at the same time for Dallas, literally by the folded width of an index card to give them a first down to compare to a fourth down, which led to the game-winning field goal from Dan Bailey of the Dallas Cowboys. Oakland fans absolutely livid after that game, and I can certainly see why as well. Then wrapping up, it was a 24-21 victory for the Atlanta Falcons over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, another divisional matchup in that NFC South, as Tampa Bay had a chance to win the game at the buzzer. Field goal was just a little bit short, and the Atlanta Falcons now on the season, they hold a 9-5 record in that NFC South. That's literally going to come down to last week. That is how things are going to shape up. Now we head into the NFL Week 16 schedule. That was a look at Week 15. Now into Week 16, a couple of games we're going to be keeping our eye on as well. It starts off on Saturday night, couple games with a couple divisional matchups with the Indianapolis Colts at the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Ravens got that one in hand. While on the other side, it's going to be a battle in Lambeau Field. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Green Bay Packers again. They shut down Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season after coming back from that one game from that collarbone injury. Minnesota Vikings clinching the division. They come to Lambeau. That's going to be an 7:30 with a change of time zones. 7:30 at Lambeau Field Saturday night. The Vikings, be interesting to see how long Case Keenum plays in that game, if he's going to go to the full distance or they're going to bring in Teddy Bridgewater. The Vikings fans did get a taste of Teddy this past Sunday, and they were loving every second of it. I was a fan as well to see him back out on the field. Always been a big fan of Teddy Bridgewater. Certainly will be a good man. Good to see him out on the field again. Maybe, who knows, he'll play Week 17 a good chunk of the action in relief of Case Keenum as well. Some other games around the area, in the NFL, with the Carolina Panthers at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a pivotal divisional matchup for Carolina. They're at 10-4 right now in that crowded NFC South, while also another NFC South matchup and a couple of teams still vying for playoff spots. Three teams vying for two playoff spots, as with the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons taking on each other in New Orleans as well. New Orleans with a 10-4 record and also 9-5. A couple weeks ago, it was the Falcons and the Saints on Thursday night. Saints were up early against the Falcons, and they come back to storm and take the win in Atlanta. The Falcons and the Saints in that matchup. Then looking towards the afternoon, a couple of teams still looking for some playoff hopes, with the Dallas Cowboys at 8-6. If they find a way to get this done, it's certainly going to be an interesting one. Also, the return, quite possibly, of Zeke Elliott for the Dallas Cowboys at 8-6, who's also 8-6. It's the Seattle Seahawks, that game down in Dallas as well, in Jerry Land. A couple of key games as well. Looking at the last three matchups, it's been Seattle last two years, with a win back in 2016 by the score of 27-17, and a win back in 2015 by the score of 13-12. For the Seattle Seahawks. But again, Seattle having to go in it and try to put up as much points as possible. Defense not playing a whole lot, especially since the injury from Richard Sherman that ended his season as well. Then on a couple Monday night games as well, great breakup in the schedule. We got two games Saturday, 12 games on Sunday, with two games on Monday night as well. One on NBC and one on ESPN for the Monday night game. 6-8 Oakland Raiders against the 12-2 Philadelphia Eagles. It's going to be Nick Foles' show for the Eagles as they wrap up the regular season and head to the postseason as well, more than likely as either one or two seeds. So they're going to get home field advantage into the playoffs, at least for that second round matchup after the wild cards. Philadelphia Eagles really got to see what they put together with Nick Foles leading the show. It was Nick Foles who did have a really good season a handful of years ago for the Philadelphia Eagles as they marched their way to the playoffs, thanks in part to the great play of Carson Wentz. Those are a look at a few key matchups from the NFL Week 16 schedule. You can stay up to date as well through any sports media that you're a fan of with the NFL as well. We'll be keeping our eyes on those games as the weekend comes. But as we start to wind down the show here just before 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about some of the matchups that we got coming up here on KJAM with area high school basketball starting tomorrow night over on our sister station on Jammin' Country 103. We got McCook Central Montrose boys basketball against Del Rapids St. Mary's in Montrose tomorrow night. Certainly will be a good matchup for both teams as well. St. Mary's coming in with a 2-2 record, winners of their last two games, started off 0-2, then bounced back to two straight wins, did the Cardinals, especially with a win back on Tuesday as well, to get themselves back into the win column. That was back on Friday, Actually, that was Monday against Estelin. Did the St. Mary's Cardinals get that win against Estelin back on Monday? While McCook Central Montrose had a lead against the against Chester last night, and they were unable to get that lead and get into the win column. Now 1-3 on the year are the McCook Central Montrose Fighting Cougars boys basketball team as they come into this home matchup before the end of the year. At the end of 2017, both teams looking to capitalize before these holiday classics next weekend for those teams as well. Speaking of some of those holiday tournaments, that'll be our last game until Saturday, December 30th over on Jammin' Country 103. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Boys Entringer Classic in Brookings as well. A good matchup between Arlington and also Flandreau boys basketball from the Boys Entringer Classic. That'll be on Saturday, December 30th. For the area game of the week, that be next Saturday, December 30th, at the Boys Entringer Classic in Brookings. Meanwhile, right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390, Madison Bulldog basketball been off since Monday. They played at Beersford on Monday, which was right here on AM 1390. Well, they're going to be heading out west on the next Thursday and Friday, starting next Thursday from the Rushmore Civic Center, Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, I should say, in Rapid City. They're going to be taking on St. Thomas More and also Belle Fouche. Boys and girls doubleheader out west as well. Matt Gross will be on the call for both of those games and also have the video live stream available for you on our website at AmazingMadison.com. Madison boys and girls basketball right here on AM 1390 on Thursday, December 28th. St. Thomas More and also on the 29th, which is next Friday, they'll be taking on Belle Fouche as well. So we start to wrap up our show tonight. Love to give a big thank you to both of our guests for coming in studio. Flandreau girls basketball, Megan Sievertson, along with Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Drelin as well for coming in studio. Just a big thank you to all of our sponsors as well. Big thank you to all the listeners as well for tuning in each week. And also we'll have the show up for you later tonight right here on AM 1390 and also on our Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. We hope that you have a happy and safe holidays coming up on Sunday and Monday, Christmas Eve on Sunday and Christmas Day on a Sunday as well. Hopefully you spend it with your family and your loved ones and also take time to be considerate and also make a difference in someone's life this holiday season as well. 7 o'clock is our time right now on Dakota's Best AM 1390. We'll be back same time, same place next week as well with Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. This is Ball Vold signing off, wishing you a happy and safe rest of your week, and have yourself a happy holidays, Merry Christmas on Dakota's Best AM 1390.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.